Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to NHRA Nitro Podcast. Joe Costello here with you, getting ready for the AAA Texas Fall Nationals. Billy Myers, Texas Motorplex, race 4 of the NHRA Countdown. And it's cool because some new cars are actually heading out there with veteran drivers. For instance, the Top Coat Machine. And it's kind of cool because I know the Top Coat guys from Performance TV, presented by Top Coat on Motor Trend Network, show that myself and Kathy Fisher do together, which will be returning in January, by the way. Getting ready to head out to the SEMA show to shoot some episodes. Those guys entered NHRA drag racing for the very first time last week in Charlotte, again in Dallas, and they will be on the tour, I believe, till the end of the season. But in this particular race, they are going to have Richie Stevens as the driver, and we're going to hear from Richie about the experience just seconds from now. But first, I want to thank our sponsors, the people who make it possible, like Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology, from IndyCar to NASCAR to stock cars to Stock Eliminator to Pro Stock or otherwise. They make piston rings to fit your pistons. If you do supercross or motocross or motorcycles or go-karts, you get the idea. If you have a general repair shop and you use a lot of piston rings, Total Seal uses all that technology that they develop and design for the racing series in their over-the-road regular car piston rings. Check them out, TotalSeal.com. They even sell the tools, plus it's all made in America. MagicDryUS.com, the official organic absorbent of the NHRA. It is made of coconut. It absorbs 560% of its weight, and it's all natural. Plus, if you got to carry it over the road, it is way lighter. All of those reasons together mean you should go to MagicDryUS.com and order a spill kit that fits your needs. Giant factory, oil rig, or maybe a small shop. Regardless, MagicDryUS.com, the place to go. Check them out, Magic Dry. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. I'm telling you, it is so much fun to drive a dragster. The first time I ever did it, I just started to laugh. Like, oh my gosh, this is amazingly fun. The weight transfer, the engine being behind the driver, it's like nothing you've ever felt before. Except, how do you do that? How do you go into all of that? And the answer is, you don't. Frank Hawley does all of that. Courses start at $399. It's amazingly fun. You get 3 runs down the racetrack, 1 half track, 2 full track passes. He can even set up a race. Thinking about it, you're doing burnouts, you're staging up, you're hanging with Frank. They tour around the country, so they're coming to a track that's near you. That is the Dragster Adventure at frankhawley.com. Rodax, coffeeandgrills.com, Marvin Rodak. Hot sauces and spice rubs, everything good, but the coffee from around the globe, elite coffee. Some of the plantations only making a bag or two a year, and guess who gets it? Marvin gets it, and we're going to Dallas, home of Marvin Rodak. He's actually based in Fort Worth, Texas, coming out to the Fan Fest, but you got to give him a call. You got to go to RodaxCoffeeandGrills.com. 817-924-6821. Try that Funny Car Chaos blend. Try the Bang the Blower blend. Try the WFO Radio blend. So many great blends of coffee. He does those holiday packs for the holidays. Pound of coffee. Container of hot sauce, container of spice rub. Last you a long time. It's great stuff. That's RodaxCoffeeandGrills.com. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Sam, another Texas company. They're based in Houston, but we know we'll see Brian Massengill. We got a great factory stock podcast as we get ready for the final race. But really, though, it's all about the young people out there, the young people, people who have yet to decide what they're going to do with their careers, who are deciding, I'd love to be involved in racing and I need education. And that's what Samtech provides, education at full speed. 713-683-3817. Blockhead CNC programs, motorsport, EFI, they do it all. Go to samtech.edu to find out more information or give them a call. And remember, Samtech Factory Stock Showdown on track this weekend. Plus, Drag Racing Edge Magazine, EV3 Drag Racing, all helping out with WFO. So I mentioned him already. Let's get to him. Joining us now, Richie Stevens will be driving the Top Coat Dodge this weekend in Pro Stock. Richie, welcome back. How are you?
Good, good. How you doing, Ben?
I've been great. Kind of tired, you know, 3 races to go in the season, so it has been a long one, but I'm excited. I think it's cool. Look, we got a new sponsor on the side of a Pro Stock car, has invited you out to drive this weekend in Dallas. That's good news.
Yeah. I got a call, Sunday afternoon after, Alan had his unfortunate incident in Charlotte, and you know, I guess he's still feeling a little sore from that deal, which anybody would. And he asked me if I was able to, you know, make it to Dallas this coming weekend to come drive the car for him and, you know, show off for his new sponsors that he's trying to bring on board for next year. So, I, of course, didn't take me long to say yes, and I'll definitely be there and hopefully help the team out, give him some good data on that car, and hopefully, you know, do pretty well, good with it.
Very exciting, and I think it's fantastic, like a very experienced driver who has, you know, many round wins and a great history in the NHRA is out and available. When was the last time you drove a Pro Stock car? I know you're driving a lot of other stuff, but a Pro Stock car,
yeah.
When was the last time?
Last time I let the clutch out on a Pro Stock car was Houston of 2017, so it's been a little while since I've had a clutch pedal on my left foot.
Now, what have you been driving on a regular basis?
Actually, this year I've not driven anything. I haven't been out to an NHRA event since Bristol last year, which was in the Pro Mod car last year. So I've just kind of been driving my forklift here at the salvage yard. It's about all I've been driving this year, but staying busy at work and you know, just being normal. I think I've raced all my life and traveled for 25 years, so it's kind of a change of pace just to wake up and do the same thing every day and not have to pack a bag on a weekend. But I'm definitely looking forward to packing a bag and going this weekend.
Being normal, that is kind of funny. And everybody's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, that home yeah. life. Now, the Texas Motorplex, a great track, legacy track. And the fact that you can go out there and dive right into the middle of the countdown with all kinds of craziness going on, that's got to be fun, appealing, but also there's got to be an extra layer to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no pressure on me, you know, whatsoever. Obviously, I'm not going out there to race for points. I'm just going to, you know, go out there and have some fun. But, you know, it'd be nice to throw a monkey wrench into the mix, on, you know, come Sunday if we can get the car qualified, you know, a decent spot. And, you know, maybe I can go around a two or a couple. I mean, I won this race back in 2006. It seems like it was, you know, 50 years ago. But, I mean, I did go to the winner's circle here once before, and it was in the Dodge, you know, matter of fact. So, you never know what's going to happen on Sundays. You know, crazy things happen.
Well, exactly. Crazy things do happen. Like this past Monday, we saw crazy things happen.
Exactly.
And in the idea that you have you won a race, this race in 2006 in a Dodge, which is kind of like tying together a couple of interesting stories. You'll be racing a Dodge, and from what I understand, you have actually driven this exact Dodge that you'll be driving. Tell us a little bit about the lineage of when you were in this car and this car in general.
Yeah, actually, this car was formerly owned and campaigned by Jed Coughlin, and I did some testing for him back a couple years when he ran it, so I drove it then, and then Derek Kramer and his father got a hold of it, you know, after Jed was done with it, and I drove it for them as well. So I've been in the car quite a few times, and, you know, a lot of these Pro Stock cars, once you're inside of it, you can't really tell one from the other. I mean, they all had the same, you know, the same system, the clutch pedal, the shifter, and the view is pretty much the same as well. They all sound kind of the same. So once you're inside of it, you really don't know what car you're in. But, you know, I should fit fine in it. It should fit like a glove. I'm going to use, I think they had Derek Kramer's seat that he used before. So, and Derek and I kind of built the same. So I should have no problem adjusting to the car and getting right back into the groove of it. Just don't judge me by the first burnout. Let me get some of the rust off my bones before anybody judges me.
No one's going to judge you. But it's funny you say that because that I've talked to several people who are – either new to the class or occasional breaks. For instance, I'm thinking about Aaron Stanfield. I had him on the show. And, you know, the burnout. The burnout is not – everybody talks about, you know, everybody does a burnout, right? Everybody says the burnout is the most intimidating and challenging part.
It's hard, you know. Anybody can go out there and pop the clutch and hold the throttle down to the floor and just let it go. But, if you go out there and control it, you know, and not over-rev the motor in the burnout or not under-rev it and get, you know, stick the tire where you know, mess the clutch up. So you kind of got to find a happy medium spot. And for somebody like myself or like Aaron that's been out of it a little while, it'll come back after you do, you know, two or three of them. But that first one, like, you know, I don't know. Just depends how it goes. Hopefully my luck's on my side when I go out there Friday.
Now, you've been keeping your eye on the sport, I would imagine. What do you think about the, you know, the way Pro Stock has been going in that it seems like more people are coming, right? Like, Pro Stock is coming back a little bit. Like, for instance,
yeah.
You know, like, there's people that are looking at it and saying, hey, man, let's dive back into this thing.
Yeah, I've noticed the car count's kind of come back up. And, you know, they brought Aaron out there for the last couple of races. And, you know, even, you know, Fernando Quadra bringing his sons out there and making it a family deal for them. And they seem like they're doing pretty good and very happy with where they're at. So, I mean, you know, Pro Stock has a good car count as of lately. And, You know, that's got to help out the class some and get it some more recognition that it's not going to die, that it's going to be there, and that they just that it needs to keep going. And I mean, it's a very popular category amongst the fans. I mean, it's the most like the car you drive on the street every day. So it just I think it's the more homey kind of feel category out of all of them for a fan to relate to.
Now, these Top Coat guys, you got the sponsors Top Coat. I know these guys because they sponsor Performance TV on Motor Trend that I work on with Kathy Fisher. And so I know them well, and they are car people. But from what I can tell, the NHRA drag racing / drag racing universe is relatively new to them. And so when they see pro stock and even stock eliminator, you know, drag race is like the best car show in the world. It was pretty cool to see like the big eyes and realizing that not only do drag racers want their cars to go fast, they want them to be beautiful. And you're repping a product that does that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's something that they can push out there. Like you said, there's a lot of the guys, you know, more so in the sportsman classes, the stock and stock super stock guys that, you know, I mean, those cars are some of them are car show worthy. So, I mean, they definitely keep up with their cars and paint jobs out there. So it'd be something for them to turn to and push the product.
Now, when you're driving a car like this, which is like, you know, Alan destroyed his primary car, which is a bummer. And this was a secondary car, but he's bringing it out because, you know, the sponsor's on board and they're into it. So they put a call in to you to be the driver for this weekend. What do you think is the best way you can help the program? My analysis of the deal is to be like, you know, robot driver, right? Just like, you know, take the driver element out of the what just happened equation and allow them to tune the engine and get everything chassis all dialed in as best as possible.
Yeah. And that's what I told Alan. I'm like, I said, look, man, I just want to come out there and make, you know, repetitive runs, go out there, do the same thing every time, give y'all something to tune off of and, you know, hopefully to improve the program. I mean, everybody drives different. Every driver has a different style of driving. And, but you know, in the same sense, everybody's doing the same thing, but there's just little different of ways that people do things. So, I mean, you know, I might let the clutch out a little bit quicker, or, you know, I might put it in gear a little harder or softer than Alan, or, you know, whatever. Just those little things will show up on the graph. So you'll be able to see the difference in the drivers, you know, when the graph pulls up. So, I mean, my thing is I just want to go out there and be consistent, you know, give them good runs, give them good graphs and data to look at. That way they can tune and hopefully improve the program and go on to Vegas and, you know, maybe Alan will get back in the car for them.
Very exciting. Richie, I wish you luck. I'm excited to see you out there. I'm excited that these guys were able to call on an ace driver on a moment's notice. That is really cool, and that you're going to be able to get back out there and let the clutch loose on a pro stock car in what has been a great season, right in the middle of the countdown in Texas, which is going to be cool at a track that you've had success. Thank you for coming on WFO Radio. At very least, a check-in, right, with your fans out there.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm happy to get out there. I mean, I looked at the weather for the weekend, so it looks like it's going to be great. So I'm ready.
Is there like a little black book of qualified pro stock racers that I don't know about? Is there a section of the yellow pages that you guys are under?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I thought about the other day. I'm like, well, who else would he call, you know, besides myself that's sitting on the sidelines, you know, not really doing anything. And I mean, the only other person that came to mind was Vincent Nobile and Alan Johnson. I couldn't really think of anybody else that's kind of sitting on the sidelines. So I guess they were kind of few and far between.
Yes, but you were driving distance.
I'm sorry?
You were driving distance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm a fly, but yes, I could get there. That's right.
There it is. I think there's more reasons than that, and I know it's true. Richie, thank you for coming on WFO Radio Podcast. I'll see you this weekend. Good luck. Thanks for giving us a little insight, and good luck in the Top Coat Dodge.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate everything.
Richie Stevens with us here on WFO Radio Podcast. We found some time to look ahead at the AAA Texas Fall Nationals. It was very cool. The Top Coat guys, I know them, and the idea that they're getting involved, dipping the toe in the water in NHRA drag racing a little bit and seeing what's going on, it's very exciting because I can get real-time feedback of this sport that we are all involved in. And, of course, we love it, but the idea that, people are seeing it for the first time, what do they think? And it has been amazing to see the positive feedback and the stuff that we are spending our, you know, our lives on is actually genuinely very interesting and appreciated and just an amazing, amazing sport. Thank you to Richie for coming on the show, and I wish him luck in the Top Coat Dodge this weekend. Alan Przinski, you know, Alan, heart attack moment when Alan hit the wall on the left side of the racetrack. And what can you say? It's an extended family, right? It's an extended family, and Alan, like, you know, I don't know if he looks at Joe Costello, the announcer, and says, hey, that's my extended family. But when you're constantly looking over people and monitoring them and their progress and their success and their, you know, everything, the ups and the downs, when one of them goes through a moment like Alan did, hit the wall hard, fireball, Chris McGahey driving through it, just really tough stuff. You know, you care about these people. You care. I care. And so good to see him jump out of the car, be back out of the track the next day, and want to go out there and be at the next race. That's grit and determination. And it's cool that Richie was in the Yellow Pages, or that Richie was available, right? Yeah, not a lot of guys that you'd want to just throw in your car and get out there and do it. Richie Stevens, definitely one of those kids. Thanks to Richie, kids. Richie the Kid Stevens, right? Richie the man. Thanks to Richie for coming on the show. And big thanks to our sponsors like Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. Piston rings for your car, for your truck. Bottom line, if you're an engine builder who does a lot of work, Total Seal needs to be your go-to. They learn a lot through IndyCar, through NHRA, through stock car racing, and they apply it to their road cars. TotalSeal.com, the leader in ring seal technology. MagicDryUS.com, the official organic absorbent of the NHRA, made of coconut. It is better for the environment. It's better for you. MagicDryUS.com. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the dragster adventure. It makes a great gift at the holidays. If you're looking for that knock-your-socks-off gift for a friend, a loved one, or a great client, the dragster adventure is exactly that. Go to FrankHawley.com to find out more. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Start your education at full speed. Blockhead CNC program, motorsport, EFI tuning. Check them out. Samtech.edu. And Rodax Coffee and Grills.com. Marvin Rodak going to be down there at the AAA Texas Fall Nationals Fan Fest Thursday night, hanging out. Bobby Graham, the whole crew going to be out there. Hopefully everybody rocking their WFO Radio t-shirts on Saturday. It's going to be awesome. Coffee, hot sauce, spice rub, all roasted fresh per your order. This is not grocery store stuff. This is next level gourmet, maybe the best you've ever had. Type of coffee, type of hot sauce, type of spice rub. Rodax is the man. Check him out, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. We'll have more WFO Radio next week with the winners of the AAA Texas Fall Nationals. If you're looking for more right now, the WFO archive is loaded. Remember, you can subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn. It's all there. The Total Seal guys were listening to the Eddie Granaccia interview out there while they were working on the car. It was absolutely awesome. If you're not subscribed to WFO, do so now. Subscribe, subscribe, WFO. See you in Dallas.
WFO! The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
I love WFO Radio.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking gourmet coffee. We're talking hot sauces. We're talking spice rubs. We're talking everything good at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, been doing it since the 70s. Figured out that life is better with great coffee. And oh, he's so right. 817-924-6821. Call Marvin. He'll roast up some coffee fresh for you. Throw in some hot sauce, some spice rub, and you will be loving it. Hit them up, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. The one thing that top drag racing teams agree on is Hangstifers.com. Hangstifers metalworking lubricants are going to make you more efficient in the machine shop. It's going to save your tools, it's going to improve your surface quality, and it's going to make you quicker and more efficient. Go to Hangstifers.com to find out more information. Hangstifers metalworking lubricants since 1937. Your education. What are you going to do with your life? That is what it's all about. And Samtech.edu can help you figure it all out. The School of Automotive Machinists and Technology always says start your education at full speed because they will get you in, get you started, get you learning rapidly. The school is located in the Houston, Texas area. They've got a great campus. They're always expanding. But most importantly, their relationships within the performance industry is what sets them apart. We're talking about block programs, head programs, CNC programs, motorsport EFI tuning, all part of Samtech. They can even help persons that are eligible under the GI Bill. Go to the website, samtech.edu, or call 713-683-3817. Would you rather do something you love as your job? I know I would. Samtech.edu.
WFO Radio is brought to you in part by Extreme Velocity 3 Drag Racing. Download for your mobile device. Win your way on the show. WFO.
This is WFO Radio.